जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय 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 प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस
इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की गुरु परंपरा की शरद गोस्वामी की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नमः जय श्री दास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन धाम की, श्री वृंदावन धाम की, श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, श्री मथुरा धाम की, गंगामाई जमुनामाई की, तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की, बृहद मृदंगा की, ट्रांसीडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की, ट्रांसीडेंटल प्रसादम डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की, बृहद मृदंगा की, सामवेद भक्तवृंद की, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. We chant together. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Naram. Please sing together. Narayanam Naram Tam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhakti Bhakti Naishwati Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandananda Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namah. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वी आर ऑन सेकंड कैंटो चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 16। दिस इज रिगार्डिंग इनकार्नेशंस ऑफ कृष्णा। सो आई विल चैंट फर्स्ट लाइन एंड देन प्लीज कॉल एंड रिस्पॉन्स प्लीज। एंड यू सी दैट द लास्ट वर्ड इज अप्रमेयेश, बट इफ यू सी संस्कृत एंड ट्रांस सिनोनिम्स इट्स म। So I'm going to say ma at the end of first line. Shrutva harista maranarthin nam aprameyam. Shrutva harista maranarthina aprameyam. Chakra yudha patagaraj bhujadhirudha. Chakrena nakravadanam vinipatya tasma. Dvaste praghuya bhagavan krupayo jahara. Shrutva harista maranarthina aprameyam. चक्रायुधापतगराज भुजाधिरूढा चक्रेण नक्रवदनं विनिपाट्य तस्मा द्वस्ते प्रगुह्य भगवान् कृपयो जहार। Synonyms, and translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki. Prabhu, can Ragatmika Prabhu please have a mic to read translation and purport late soon? Synonyms, we'll read together. Shrutva, by hearing. Hari, the personality of Godhead. Tam, him. Arana arhitam, one who is need of help, who is in need of help. Aprameya, the unlimitedly powerful Lord. Chakra, wheel. ayudha, equipped with his weapon. Patagaraja, the king of the birds, Garuda. Bhuja Adhirudha, being seated on the wings of. Chakrena, by the wheel. Kaha adan yadanam, the mouth of the crocodile. Haste, in the hands. Oh, sorry, did I miss one line? Vinipatya, cutting into. Tasmat, from the mouth of the crocodile. Haste, in the hands. Pragarya, taking hold of the trunk. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Krupaya, out of causeless mercy. Ujahara, delivered him.
Translation: the personality of Godhead. Repeat.
Reality of Godhead.
After hearing the elephant's plea, felt that the elephant needed his immediate help. For he was in great distress. Thus at once the Lord appeared there. On the wings of the king of birds, Garuda. Fully equipped with his weapon, the wheel, chakra. With the wheel, he cut to pieces. The mouth of the crocodile to save the elephant. And he delivered the elephant by lifting him by his trunk. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord resides in his Vaikuntha planet. No one can estimate how far away this planet is situated. It is said, however, that anyone trying to reach that planet by airships or by mind ships, traveling for millions of years, will find it still unknown. Modern scientists have invented airships which are material, and the yogis make a still finer material attempt to travel by mind ships. The yogis can reach any distant place very quickly with the help of mind ships. But neither the airship nor the mind ship has access to the kingdom of God in the Vaikuntha Loka, situated far beyond the material sky.
Thank you. So we will pause here and reflect on this, because then the topic changes. So here, Prabhupada is so nicely writing about, and please, I seek everybody's blessings, my most humble obeisances at the lotus feet of each and every one of you present here on internet, all the Vaishnavas, that may I please speak only words that glorify Vaishnavas and Lord, and may I be aligned with teachings of Guru Parampara. Thank you very much. So here we read that how some people try to force their way. There's a mind ship. I never heard that word before. Mind ship. You can travel on that, apparently. But there are so many ways one can think of forcing his way into the kingdom of God. But Prabhupada is reminding us again and again, nobody can force, not the yogis, who can travel at the speed of mind, who can even travel beyond that, who can transcend, try to go into different heavenly planets, even Tapaloka, Janaloka, Maharloka, Brahmaloka, and even sometimes beyond. But Prabhupada says, they cannot enter into Vaikuntha. You cannot go by the power of mind control, you cannot go by any technology, no Tesla, no satellites, nothing else. No mystic power. No power, a process of controlling your breath, nothing. Nothing will help us there. In just a year ago, there was this famous person Amazon CEO. You have heard of Amazon CEO?
Yes.
Yeah? And before I say anything, I'm going to ask for forgiveness, because some people love Amazon Prime, some devotees love Amazon Prime, so it may be crime to talk against him, but so please forgive me if you do love. But he traveled in the space. He spent $5.5 billion, I think, to travel just in the space, just to get out of this world. And people asked him, and it was supposed to be 4-minute walk, so people were calculating it's going to cost so much, 1.1 or something billion dollar per minute. Then they went frugal. They saw that people are doing these calculations, and they decided let him walk for 15 minutes. So the calculations seemed a little lower. So a few months later in October, he traveled for a few minutes in the space, just out of the space into weightlessness. And then he declared boldly, in a few decades, millions of people will travel in space, work from space, etc., etc. But Prabhupada saying, so what? It's like going from here to the stop sign. It's nothing. It's not a miracle to go out, travel in the space. The main test comes, can you get out of this, the material world? Can you get out of, I can do it feeling? Can I, actually, that is the biggest barrier. This false ego is the biggest barrier. Can you actually cross that to get into Krishna's planet? And so one can say, oh yeah, I can think about Krishna, he will appear. And, I can actually go. But think about Kamsa. Was he always thinking of Krishna? Yeah? So, anybody know where Kamsa went? Actually, I did a lot of research, so I'm asking.
Marsden.
Thank you so much. Very true. Perfect knowledge. So, when we... Kamsa merged into Krishna's body, and Rupa Goswami writes in Nectar of Devotion, chapter 15, very nicely about this. He was thinking of, Kamsa was Krishna, thinking of Krishna unfavorably. And that's why he said, he went to, he crossed the material world, and he went into Brahma Jyoti. He said, yes, you can enter on the entrance of Vaikuntha Loka, but you cannot go to Krishna Loka. He said, you can come, yes, you're allowed in the kingdom of God. This is Srila Rupa Goswami's word, as Prabhupada puts it. Yes, you can enter into the kingdom of God, but that doesn't mean you will see the king. That doesn't mean you will see the palace. So Prabhupada takes us into so much deep essence of the knowledge. You know, so we don't pause at going from the attaining mystic power. We don't pause at just thinking of Krishna. He just really takes us to God, kingdom of God. And to meet the king, you know, our Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar. They look so beautiful today. It feels like this is it. This is our ultimate destination, to go and see them like this forever. Look at Krishna Balaram and Shri Shri Gaurinitya. They are dressed so opulently. So Lord of the Universe himself appears here in front of his devotees. You don't have to travel any other way. You know, he's just there to please his devotees. So in any case, if anybody was thinking about going on a mind trip today, we can take a lesson. And this is so funny. People even love the idea of mind trip. There are movies like Star Wars. And for today's lecture, I was preparing my class. There are 4 guys very famous from Star Wars movies. Something like Solo, Boba, Skywalker, and these are some very famous characters. People think of them more than Krishna or Rama or names of God. This does exist. It's so sad. So what did Prabhupada wanted to bring to save those souls who think of any other way getting into the kingdom of God? He says, purity is the force, right? Books are basis, you know that, right? Your books are basis. Utility is the principle. Preaching is the essence. And purity is the force. If I want to remember anything from the class, there's definitely one sentence. Purity is the force. And Prabhupada says, so if you have to approach the Supreme Pure, because Krishna is the Supreme Pure, so now he's giving us the mantra how to enter into kingdom of God. So he says, if you have to approach the Supreme Pure, you have to become pure. Otherwise, there is no possibility without. And then he adds, without being fire, you cannot enter into the fire. Then you will be burned. And I thought that was such a beautiful analogy to remember. If you try to go into Brahmajyoti, you will get burned. Because you haven't achieved the purity. And this is such a beautiful reminder. Continuing with the purport, thank you, Raghavendra Prabhu.
Since this is the situation, how was it possible for the prayers of the elephant to be heard from such an unlimitedly distant place? And how could the Lord at once appear on the spot? These things cannot be calculated by human imagination. All this was possible by the unlimited power of the Lord. And therefore the Lord is described here as aprameya. For not even the best human brain can estimate his powers and potencies by mathematical calculation. The Lord can hear from such a distant place, he can eat from there, and he can appear simultaneously in all places at a moment's notice. Such is the omnipotency of the Lord.
Thank you. So aprameya word, Prabhupada uses two words here. Aprameya. Any guesses on what does this word mean? We also read word for word. Prameya means siddhanta. And aprameya means you cannot calculate by, you cannot measure him. You cannot measure him by any scientific or material calculations. You don't need to prove him. You cannot prove him that he exists everywhere by any imagination. So you have to have a deep faith. It's not by the potencies of mathematical calculation. So he says that the Lord can hear you from any distant place. He can eat from there, and he can appear simultaneously in all places. At a moment's notice. We know there are few ways Krishna appears everywhere. One is in his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Krishna said, Prabhupada said, Krishna is his holy names. It's not that he appears in holy names, Krishna. So that's one of the most potent ways is to access Krishna's mercy, is to chant Hare Krishna. And then Prabhupada says very nicely that even his name, his books are very potent, are omnipotent. Whenever they reach, they can save somebody. One time there was a discussion going on about Mormon philosophy. And the devotees went. It's a very nice presentation. They go show, they have movie theaters, they have this philosophy that when you go to heaven, you go with the entire family. And so their focus is on raising family right. They distribute literature. It's around being sweet about family. And this is very nice, Prabhupada. The devotee said, it's just a sentimental philosophy. Prabhupada said, no, very nice message. He said, did they get our books? The first thing he said, he appreciated the others. He appreciated their hard work on believing in their faith centered around Jesus Christ. And then immediately he said, did they get our books? Because the books are universal. Krishna's, you know, when we say Krishna is omnipresent, but the best way to bring this omnipresency and omnipotency of the Lord is to present them a book. And then he said, yes, they have, the disciple answered, yes, they have 12 elders, and few of them have gotten the books, And they responded, one responded very favorably. I believe he made a statement saying that the book was nice or something. And Prabhupada was so pleased. So the other way, one is holy name, other is books, presenting the books everywhere. And there are many other ways too. Call Lord like Gajendra and he appears to save you. Just call Krishna, hey Krishna, please come. And hey Krishna. And here, how did he come? He came on the Garuda instantly. We have instant coffee in this Kali Yuga. But we don't know what's real. What can really happen in an instant? Take the example of Maharaj Khatwanga. He was given the notice that in one moment he's going to pass away. And what does he do in that one moment, that instant? He gets detached. It says that in 9th canto, he got detached. He prayed at the lotus feet of Brahmanas. I'm putting in my own words. He prayed like this, and that serving Brahmanas is whole and soul. Serving, and you know, this is how I want to live my life. Thinking about Brahmanas, cows, and Maharaj, and then it says, Maharaj Khatwanga achieved, the ultimate destination. And His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu really uses this. It's okay, we are at Christmas marathon. We have to distribute another gazillion books. And there's only one moment remaining. He goes, just put in the Maharaj Khatwanga clause and you can do it. And he has even done this song called, Yes, You Can. Assume it can be done. And when we believe that Krishna can save us in that instant, then our life takes a whole different meaning. Because, and this one more thing is about, somebody asked him, same lecture, Maharaj, how come they say don't celebrate, worship deities when somebody has passed away? And I was really curious to know this answer, because I was also like, why can't we worship deities when somebody passes away? And Prabhupada also followed this rule, as far as I know. And he said, because your mind can be distracted thinking about the one who has passed away. And so, putting two and two together, if we can just think of Krishna without distraction, then we can really really channel in Krishna's energy to do the impossible, like distribute so many books in a minute. And they do it. We do it. I mean, they go on Thanksgiving. They distribute 6,000 books on Thanksgiving days. They go to the malls. They do the free gift wrapping. And it's not they, us, etc. We are a universal book distribution team. We are all Srila Prabhupada's warriors. And wrap the gifts, give prasadam, and they donate for the books, and prasadam. Gift wrapping is free. So this is how we can spread this universal knowledge, omnipotency of Krishna is in his books. Now regarding saving point here, I would like, and Saturday was a very nice class, and to think about how Lord Narsingadev saves, how Krishna saves his devotees, just like Gajendra's pastime, where Krishna appeared on the Garuda's back like instantly. There was a girl named Revati Sundari, Rachitambara Devidasi's granddaughter, and she was in 2005 or so, 8 years or old, so she fell down from the roof. The roof caved in on her. And oh my God, it was so heartbreaking. And they took a scan. The doctor said, you have to watch her constantly. 3 days she was unconscious. And then when she became conscious, I think there was a nosebleed or something. They immediately rushed to Kolkata Hospital. They took the scan. They rushed to Kolkata Hospital. The whole night, family was praying intensely. They called Pankajangri Prabhu, asked that please, during the 5 to 7 Narsingha Abhishek, please pray for this sweet devotee named Revati Sundari. And of course, they were praying and praying. And at 7 o'clock, she felt a little better. The doctor came in soon enough, and the scan showed nothing. Everything was healed magically, and so Lord Narsingadev is always there to save his devotees. Another example is Jaipataka Swami. In 2008, he had become unconscious in Bombay, and his devotee was very, very, I mean, she was crying, she could not do her services, and she was praying intensely. She sort of had a daydream. She saw that Maharaja had all the tubes everywhere. And she was so disturbed. She was praying and praying, and the tubes were there. This is true. This is what is written in the Narsingadev Leela. It seems like he's really beyond, you know. And instead of doctor, Lord Narsingadev comes. Dr. Narsingadev, that's how she writes his pastimes. He appears and goes, I'm taking care of him, don't worry. And we see this, I mean, Jaipataka Swami, His Holiness Jaipataka Swami ki jai. He has defied death over and over and over again, and he's one of the most exalted devotees of Lord Narsingadev in Mayapur Dham. So Krishna appears instantly. What to speak of Krishna? One time there was a discussion between Prabhupada and his disciples. And please hear this example very with lot of attention, because this is a very bold point. Again, we see Prabhupada's both sides, his fun side and his humility. So ready to hear? Okay, I want to make sure you can, it's audible.
Yes, Swarupkanj. So he likes it very much, and he said that he told one of our devotees that.
So this is an astrologer, Swarupkanj. Okay.
You were the most powerful personality in the world. And he has given very accurate astrology readings to some of our devotees.
And what he has told about me?
That you are the most powerful personality in the world.
If I am representative of Krishna,
then I must be most powerful.
Yes. Krishna is not all omnipotent.
Here, they called him Prabhupada omnipotent. If you heard for just with clear, they called Prabhupada omnipotent. And then Prabhupada, you know, he was enjoying that he, because what Prabhupada has done compared to anybody else, you know, Prithvite Ache Nagri De Grama, Sarvatra Hoilo Mora Nama. So Prabhupada did that. He took Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda's names everywhere. Lord Jagannath, who is universal form of the Lord. He was universal form, but he was just in Puri. But Prabhupada brought him all around the world to actually go around the world. And so this astrologer called him omnipotent. And Prabhupada enjoyed this, and he's laughing in this conversation, and He compared it to a couple of other God brothers, and it's a really beautiful conversation. He says, yes, I'm omnipotent. And then another audio is there with Siddha Swarup Prabhu, and it's not very good quality. So I'm just going to read what he said to Siddha Swarup Prabhu. So he asked, yes, we offer the obeisances to your photo. Everywhere we go, we offer prasadam to you. We read from your books. Only what you speak is the real knowledge to us. So does this mean you're omnipotent, Prabhupada? So are we making any offense if we say that? Or omnipresent? So Prabhupada answered with so much humility. He said, yes, Krishna is omnipresent. So the servant knows the masters. And then he goes, Krishna is omnipresent. And the servant, he takes the knowledge from him. Just like the magistrate, he judges by taking witness. So we can with Krishna. And then Prabhupada repeats the point to make sure that the devotee disciples don't understand that Prabhupada's guru is Krishna and stuff like that. And it's a little long conversation too. But then Prabhupada so humbly, explains that he wants to be as potent as Krishna wants him to be. He wants to know as much as Krishna wants to reveal the knowledge. There are a couple of book distribution pastimes. One book distributor had parked his car, and somehow it was going to be stolen. A thief entered into the car, and he wanted to steal the car. And he turned on the keys, and there was a Prabhupada lecture playing. I said, stop, you thief! And I think this person became devotee later. I couldn't find it because I heard it in one of the temples on Prabhupada memory, Vyas Puja days. And so Prabhupada is there. There's another example. One, he's omnipotent. He's trying to say, he's saving his devotees. There was one other incident on which there was attack on ISKCON temple. And if anybody knows, please add the details. And he said, I'll shoot you if you don't leave. Or do hands up. And then he went to Prabhupada's DT, hands up, nothing. Hands up, nothing. Finally, the gun fell off his hands. Again, this is another Vyas Puja thing I've heard. So Krishna saves his devotee, Prabhupada saves his devotees. And we are so grateful for this. There was another incident in Dallas. There was a devotee, Prabhupada disciple, I believe. She was distributing books. And she went through Dallas Cowboys. One of the Dallas Cowboys really started liking her or something. And she was walking, then she was going upstairs to get to her car. She was alone. And I believe this person was chasing her. And soon I think Lord Narsingadev appeared, or Balram appeared, or black personality, he says, a big black personality appeared around her, and he couldn't do anything. He just left. So these are some of the examples that come to my mind about how Krishna saves. So to recap, and please share your reflections after this, because that's the most important part of Srimad Bhagavatam, is that the devotees share their realizations and they ask questions, if any. Or please correct me if I said anything wrong. So purity is the force. That was one of the things. Prabhupada saying that without purity, you cannot enter the kingdom of the Lord. And second thing is that you can think of Krishna unfavorably like Kamsa and you won't make it. But tesham satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. One of the seed verses of Bhagavad Gita. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So we don't need mind ships. We just need this service and constant service with love. And we can go to Krishna. And third thing is Lord Narsingadev, you know, Dr. Narsingadev, as somebody said. He's always there to save us. And Srila Prabhupada is always there to save us. And that's there because of omnipresence, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnibenevolent attributes of Lord. Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Jai. Please add your reflections or corrections or any thoughts. And then please remind me, if anybody has good internet, you can see if there are any comments on the YouTube or Facebook. Thank you. Okay. Thank
you. This is an incident of showing how Krishna is present. I never thought of this, but it just came to my mind, and it does apply, I think. So many years ago, when I gave birth to our premature son, Nitai Pran, he was in the hospital in the neonatal intensive care unit for 6 months before he passed. And just shortly after that, we got a bill in the mail. And it was six figures or more, at least. And of course, here we were. We had no way that we were going to be able to pay this. So I put the bill on our home altar before Shishi Gorni died. And I just left it to them. It says, you're the proprietor of everything. You know, you're the wealthiest. I'm sorry, but can you take care of this? And we never ever heard or got any call or any more mail regarding that bill to this day.
As you know, there's the Narsingadev booklet, which has all the stories of Lord Narsingadev. So there was one of a little girl who, this was in Australia, and her father was working up in the second story of their house. And the daughter was playing out front, and, you know, it was a big yard. And this truck came speeding down the road, a big dump truck. They said it was a big truck, and the guy was drunk. And the daughter, there was something happened where she went out into the street. I forget what it was, but when she went out there, he could see that the truck was going to run her over, because he was going so fast, and she was right there, and it goes right in front of the truck. And so he immediately, the father runs downstairs and says, "Oh, my daughter has been killed." He was thinking like this. And when he got down there, the truck just kept going. And then he goes and sees his daughter, and she's fine. He goes, what happened? And she said, "Oh," she said, because she always had her Narsingadev doll. She said, my lion, he came and he pulled me away. And he, you know, he said, "Oh," he says, the kid's like, "Yeah." He said, "No, I see right here. She pulled me. It's a scratch. He scratched me, though. And it's scratch mark." And then there's another one, which isn't in those stories about Lord Narsingadev. There's one devotee, I don't remember which country it was. He had to go to jail. And of course in jail, then you have the big bullies and the big demons and everything, and they have different camps. And so this one big bully who was more or less in charge of the, you know, he thought he was in charge, and he was in charge of the other criminals. He started focusing on this devotee, and he kept terrorizing him, you know, and then this devotee's praying like anything to Lord Narsingadev, like anything. And then within a few days, this criminal comes up to him, and the devotee's praying, "Oh no," he said, "this time he's going to kill me, for sure. He's coming at me very quick." And so and then he comes up and says, anything you want. He said, if you want protection in the prison, I can give it to you. If you want cigarettes, I can give them to you. Anything you want extra food, I can give it to you. Anything you want. And the devotee's like, what's going on here? Why the change? You know, all along you're going to kill me. And now he says, well, he said, last night, he said, this half man, half lion appeared to me. And he lined up all my relatives so I could see them. And he said, my devotee, he told me, my devotee's praying to me. And if you don't leave him alone, I'm going to kill all your relatives and you. And then he woke up. Yeah. So, let me sing the day of tea.
Hare Krishna. So we'll end the class here. Thank you so much for your kind attention. Thank you.